Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What a tender, beautiful, pastoral scene we have here in front of us. You can see it on the front of your bulletin, or you can see it right next to me here. And I imagine that you've probably seen this one at least in a couple of other churches somewhere in America. This painting on which we will meditate this morning was painted by Bernard Plockhorst, who is a 19th century German painter, best known today for his religious artwork, which we see a lot of in America. And this one called The Good Shepherd is probably the most well-known. As we consider this piece, you may be struck by the honesty and spirituality evinced by it, both common traits of this particular artistic movement, which sought to take religious art back to the basics. Kind of like getting down from the high horse of theology and returning to Billy Graham's favorite song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. For myself, I know that this kind of reorientation is something that is sometimes vital for my spiritual health, and I suspect the same can be said for you as well. This is certainly fitting as we approach this final week of Advent, this final push as we prepare our hearts and our minds for our celebration of Christ's birth this coming Friday and Saturday. So as we prepare for Christmas, as we prepare to celebrate Christ's birth, we will delve into what it means for us that Jesus is our shepherd, as Micah foresees in our Old Testament reading from Micah chapter 5, that Jesus is our shepherd, the true shepherd of the lost and wandering flock of Israel, as Micah describes. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler. He shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord. Now, as we look at this painting, look at where Jesus is in relation to the sheep. He is right here at the front with all of his sheep behind him. That is one difference I've been told between shepherding and cattle or ranching. The difference between sheep and cattle is that you drive cattle from the back while you lead sheep from the front. Sheep are, whether for good or for ill, exceedingly trusting. The story goes that if a wolf kills and starts eating a sheep in the middle of a flock, then the rest of the sheep will just keep on grazing right next to it. But at the same time, a sheep hears and knows its shepherd's voice. And the sheep follow the shepherd. They see him as the leader whom they will follow. So as a ruler of Israel, the one that Micah describes is to be a shepherd coming from the pastoral city of Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel. On the one hand, this is very fitting for the Messiah, for the coming ruler, to come from Bethlehem, as Bethlehem is the hometown of David, the great king whose legacy all future Israelite kings strove and almost invariably failed to live up to. Where else, after all, would a great king be born except for the same town as the greatest king in Israelite history? And so the ruler of Israel, the Messiah, is to be another David, an even better version of David, one who does not have the same blood on his hands as David. David was a king who trusted in the Lord, who sought to obey him, and so how much more would the Messiah do the same? On the other hand, Bethlehem isn't all that exciting of a village. Call it a handful of houses put together with maybe a couple of merchants. Maybe. It's a small village located just outside of the capital of Jerusalem. Maybe a day's journey or so away, with a mostly rural population and all the sheep in the world. The population at the time of David wasn't all that big, and by the time of Jesus, it was probably right around 150 or so. Certainly smaller than Sanford, and people have called Sanford small. It's really not that small, but my perspective is weird. And yet, the Messiah would come from Bethlehem in order to become the shepherd of Israel. Who expects a Messiah to come from a podunk little nowhere town? Certainly not the Magi who come to Jerusalem, the city of the kings. Who expected the king of Israel to come from Bethlehem, or to come from the line of David, or to be David himself? And yet, this shepherd king would lead the flock of Israel, would lead these wayward sheep to the place where they were to go. Israel at the time of Micah was kind of wandering around without a shepherd, just as Jesus saw the crowds in his time to be. People wandering around, leaderless, helpless, unaware where to go. The people needed a shepherd to lead and guide them instead of simply letting them wander off into wherever. And so, as the shepherd of the people, the Messiah, Jesus, would show them the proper way they are to go. He would lead them in the proper paths and preserve them from their enemies, as he continues to do for us today as well. Our shepherd Jesus leads his sheep, and the sheep, us, we trust our shepherd. And so, look at the expressions of the sheep that are around Jesus. You can kind of make it out on the bulletin. You can make it out a little clearer up here. So there are some that I find especially amusing. The one right here, the expression is kind of dumb. The one on the far right looks kind of surprised or confused. There's one near the back that has its head up, like it's kind of afraid that it's going to lose track of where Jesus is. And yet, nonetheless, the sheep continue to follow their shepherd, even because they trust their shepherd to lead them in the right way, to lead them safely. The path ahead looks somewhat dangerous. You can see the rocks on the ground around them, and yet they are going to go where the shepherd leads because they trust him. The valley they're leaving looks so much more inviting behind them with all of the green grass, and yet the shepherd leads them away through this path full of rocks and thorns, and they trust him to bring them to somewhere that is even better than where they leave. This is what Micah foresees when he says that they will dwell secure in the fold of their shepherd in verse 4. They shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. This is the promise that Jesus, as our good shepherd, would fulfill and that he gives to us all. In John chapter 10, he says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own know me. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I will bring them also, and they will listen to my voice." Our good shepherd leads us and guides us in the way we are to go. Now, of course, this isn't always easy, trusting our good shepherds to lead and guide. As the world darkens around us physically and spiritually, it is so tempting to stay right where we feel safe and to pretend that none of this around us is actually happening. As the COVID fear cycles back around for the 8th, 10th time in about 20 months, it is tempting to just run away and to hide inside. And yet, God calls us out of the place of safety into the dangerous world, because that is where he leads us. That is where he is bringing us through. So we follow our good shepherd, trusting him to know where he is leading us. We don't go anywhere without Jesus. We don't have to be afraid of anywhere or anything, anywhere that we are going, because our shepherd Jesus is right there leading and guiding us. He goes out into the world, and wherever he is, there we are safe, and there we are at peace. We don't have to be afraid. We can trust in Jesus because he guards and protects us in the strength of the Lord. And so when the Almighty, eternal God condescended to become a human being like us, he emptied himself to enter our sin-filled world. He did everything he needed to do to protect us from the evil around us. Our good shepherd walked the darkened path of life and death before us. Our good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When he rose from the dead, when he ascended to return to heaven and to take back his place at the Father's right hand, he brought our flesh into his presence. Because Jesus lives, we will live also. And yet, at the same time, he also lends us his divine strength and power to protect and preserve us through this life. He sends us the Holy Spirit to strengthen and encourage us. He feeds us with the supper of his flesh and blood to give us salvation and eternal life. He washes us clean and takes away our sins. All through our life, we are safe with our shepherd, regardless of anything that is going on around us. We are safe with Jesus. When life in this world is difficult, and it is, we, like the little sheep you can see in the shepherd's arm, we are safe. Of all of the sheep in the painting, the lamb is about the only one that is not looking at the path ahead. The lamb that is in Jesus' arm is instead staring directly up at the shepherd's face. And the shepherd, in turn, is looking down into that lamb's eyes. And sometimes this is exactly where we need to be and exactly what we need to do. Be in his presence, looking directly at our shepherd and taking comfort in him. So rejoice, people of God. Take comfort in your good shepherd. You are safe and secure in his care. The one who has promised the ruler from the city and family of David, he has come. He came 2,000 years ago, born as an infant of the Virgin Mary. He saves his flock from the predations of our enemies, of sin, death, and the devil. He gave his life to save his sheep, and he rose again to new life so that he can constantly guard and tend us, leading us safely through this life. What I find most interesting in this painting is that we actually can't see where the shepherd is leading them, where the sheep are heading. What lies ahead is outside of the picture. We just see a little hint of it here at the bottom. But maybe that's the point. We don't need to know what lies ahead. The focus is on the who, not on the where. As long as the sheep are with Jesus, we are reassured that they will be taken care of. We can't see what lies ahead in our lives either. We may not know what Christmas will be like this year. We certainly don't know what the new year is going to hold. But we do know who is leading us. We do know that, yes, He is carrying us there. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, trusting and following where our shepherd leads. Amen.